Now all my friends are dead and gone. Alas, what shall betide me? For I, poor maid, am left alone, without a house to hide me. Yet still I'll be of merry cheer, and have kind welcome everywhere. Though I have but a mark a year, and that my mother gave me. I scorn to think of poverty, or wanting food or clothing. I'll be maintain it gallantly, and all my life want nothing. A frolic mind I'll always bear, my poverty shall not appear. Though I have but a mark a year, and that my mother gave me. Though I am but a silly wench of country education, yet I am wooed by Dutch and French and almost every nation. Both Spaniards and Italians swear that with their hearts they love me dear. Yet I have but a mark a year, and that my mother gave me. The Welsh, the Irish, and the Scot, since I came to the city, in love to me are wondrous hot. They tell me I am pretty. Therefore to live I will not fear, for I am Scot with many a tear. Yet I have but a mark a year, and that my mother gave me. This London is a gallant place to raise a lass's fortune. For I that came of simple race, brave roarers do importune. I little thought in Worcestershire to find such high preferment here. For I have but a mark a year, and that my mother gave me. One gives to me perfumed gloves, the best that he can buy me. Live where I will, I have the loves of all that do live nigh me. If any new toys I will wear, I have them cost they ne'er so dear. And this is for a mark a year, and that my mother gave me. My fashions with the moon I change, as though I were a lady. All quaint conceits, both new and strange, I'll have as soon as may be. Your courtly ladies I can leer, in clothes but few to me come near. Yet I have but a mark a year, and that my mother gave me. French gowns with sleeves like pudding bags I have at my requesting. Now I forget my country rags and scorn such plain investing. My old acquaintance I cashier, and of my kin I hate to hear. Though I have but a mark a year, and that my mother gave me. My petticoats of scarlet brave, of velvet, silk, and satin. Some students oft my love do crave, that speak both Greek and Latin. The soldiers for me domineer, and put the rest into great fear. All this is for a mark a year, and that my mother gave me. The precision sincerely woes, and doth protest he loves me. He tires me out with eyes and nose, and to impatience moves me. Although in oath he will not swear, to lie at no time he doth fear. All this is for a mark a year, and that my mother gave me. My coach drawn with four Flanders mares each day attends my pleasure. The watermen will leave their fares to wait upon my leisure. Two lackeys labor everywhere, and at my word run far and near, though I have but a mark a year, and that my mother gave me. I've pleasantest place the suburbs yields, my lodging is prepared. I can walk forth into the fields where beauty soft are aired. When gentlemen do spy me there, some compliments I'm sure to hear, though I have but a mark a year, and that my mother gave me. Now if my friends were living still, I would them all abandon. Though I confess they love me well, yet I so like of London. That farewell, Dad and Mammy dear, and all my friends in Worcestershire. I live well with a mark a year, which my old mother gave me. I would my sister Sue at home knew how I live in fashion, that she might up to London come to learn this occupation. For I live like a lady here, I wear good clothes and eat good cheer, yet I have but a mark a year than that my mother gave me. Now blessed be that happy day that I came to the city, and for the carrier will I pray before I end my ditty. You maidens that this ditty hear, though means be short, yet never fear, for I live with a mark a year, which my old mother gave me.